1-800-878-9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network. Greetings. Welcome to the New Year, the Christmas Eve Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, and next year on New Year's Eve, I'll have the final program of Present Truth for the year. But, you know, there's been a lot of talk about this ominous bill, and this is we in this country, really, most of the American people, there's a percentage of people that are paying attention to it. But really, in reality, most of the American people right now, and they do it again at Christmas, in the dark, 4,000 pages, we'll see what's in the bill after we go ahead and pass the bill. And it's going to take 6 months to maybe get in to see what is in this bill. And it will affect the American people. It will affect the nations of the world. In this bill is budgeted finances for the continuing war with the United States, NATO nations, and the EU nations in a war against Russia. This is a war. And Vladimir Putin just came out and stated that the United States, he is at war with Ukraine. It is no longer Russia trying to stop the momentum of the Nazi battalions in Ukraine, along with American, British mercenaries from all over the world, along with CIA operatives that are actually the operations, the individuals that are giving directions and directing all the operations taking place in Ukraine. And in this bill, there is the funding to continue the war. Raytheon, and Martin Marietta, all the military weapons corporations are making massive amounts of money. I think their budgets have gone up like 30% plus this year. And Vladimir Putin has made it clear that Russia is at war. And Russia has to be at war. And at the same time, China, while we're watching what's happening in the middle, in central, eastern Europe, what's happening with China is beginning to flex her military muscles in the South China Sea. Watch what the left hand is doing, watch what the right hand is doing, but the left hand is doing something else. Then in America, the continued slow destruction, the robbing, you know, America is the goose that laid the golden eggs. Well, what they're doing now is the thieves are taking the golden eggs, what the American people produce. And they're taking these eggs, and they're taking the value of these eggs offshore. Who knows where they're taking the wealth of the American people, that the eggs that are being taken out of the nest. Who knows how much longer the goose is going to be able to lay golden eggs? Presently, it doesn't appear like they're feeding the goose to make sure the goose lays more golden eggs, because they want to make sure they get all the life out of this goose before they destroy it. America is the goose. And that time, you know what they do with geese eventually? Well, when that goose is, the lifespan is over, by that time, in about 7, 8 years, 9 years maybe max, all the wealth of this country is going to be offshore. Everything valuable in this country is probably going to be offshore. And the goose will be dead. And when the goose is dead, according to Revelation, there are these merchants that trade with a distant Babylon the Great that sits between two great waters, the Pacific on the west, the Atlantic on the east, the Gulf to the south, the Great Lakes to the north, which have access to the Atlantic. And this nation, it says that the merchants of the earth, the captains that bring these great massive transports, bringing oil, liquefied gas, everything from China, these ship captains are going to eventually weep because they are not going to have a nation to bring the goods to from surrounding nations. They're going to weep because their great wealth has ended, has come to an end. There's nobody to buy what is on their ships. That time is coming. Presently, the ships are still reaching our ports in the Gulf of Mexico and New York, the West Coast and a couple of areas. But one of these days, those ships aren't going to land at our ports any longer. We'll be back. And Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592, just like that.
Hi, Bob Cambrin here with Waterworks. All water has impurities. Clean, healthy water without chemicals and other impurities is foundational for a healthy body. At Waterworks, we provide long-term solutions to make your water safe and ideal for as little as $25 per month. Call or text today. Bob Cambrin, 303-888-8891. 303-888-8891.
Hey guys, it's Charlie Joe with Charlie Joe Chai. I went to India, I tasted real chai, I had to share the experience. Over 20 years ago, I was a barista and I went to work with an orphanage, and that's where I first tasted the epiphany of flavor. We are featured in all the Ziggy's coffee shops and we're also online, charliejoechai.com. The best part is, we're now helping that orphanage in India and rescuing kids from the horrors of human trafficking.
Order now using coupon code KHNC for a 10% discount.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now my Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries my Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD, CBD as nature intended. Did it.
So as we are getting ready for Christmas, the war and the cold in Ukraine is intensifying. I was reading an article yesterday. Poland is preparing for war. If I remember correctly, there are preparations for 200,000 military servicemen that are preparing. The Polish government has basically stated there is no way that there's not going to be war in Poland, and that Poland is going to be able to remove herself from a military conflict of any kind. So this is another thing that's happening, that Poland is now also planning for war. Now, Belarus, at the same time, a little bit to the north, is now beginning to send troops toward Ukraine. You see, Poland, I think, is siding with the omnipolar world of the West, the unipolar world, Russia with the multipolar, and these two worlds are going to collide. Those that are that have a noose around their neck due to the petrodollar and the plan, the world hegemonic plan of the United States of America and the armies of America, our own forces, all of the forces, but then including America's forces overseas, all of the UN nations and their troops, also the other nations that are not necessarily UN nations, but are also the gun is to their head also, and they're being forced to, if they don't send troops, which most are, that are not NATO alliance, that are sending money, finances, supplies, military equipment. They're all putting in one way or the other. Everybody to play in this poker game, everybody has to ante up. Some a little bit more than others, but for the most part, everybody has to ante up people, military individuals. They have to ante up some two-legged, two-armed individuals that can put on armor. Money is one thing, but when you have to ante up troops, that's a completely different thing. Because many of these nations that are anteing up these soldiers, they don't want any part of America's plan for world hegemony. They don't want to be involved with it. They don't want their sons to go to, again, distant wars and to lose their children. They don't care about the money. They'll pay the money. They just don't want their children dying in a war that is a globalist Luciferian war. Then on the multipolar world, Russia, China, India, Brazil, South Africa, and the other nations that are beginning to become part of that trading group network, they don't want America and her world hegemonic plans to continue to expand any deeper and more control into their nations. They want to be free. They want to be free from the World Bank, from the IMF. They want to be freed from all of the financial, the Bank of International Settlements, Davos. They want to be free from the Bilderbergers because it's all about money and power. They owe the World Bank basically their soul. They want to be free. They don't want the World Bank to bring in troops to take over the wealth of their nations, mineral rights, gold, silver, whatever it may be. So the world, is there the polarization in this country, really between conservative and patriot and very strong Christian base, and a draconian, you can call it Democrat, but I think it's more than beyond Democrat. There is a group of very powerful Luciferians in the highest positions of government, in the top, the CEOs of corporations, businesses. They are in the foundations, the heads of these, the presidents, vice presidents of these foundations. They're Luciferians. They don't have the same kind of allegiance that people that have a conscience have. Most people that have a conscience, they do believe in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the forefathers of this country, the ones that wrote, put the Constitution together, a higher power. We have a name, you know, in the Old Testament, he's called the I Am That I Am, or he's the God that visited Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, each, all three of these members of this one family, the Father, the Son, and Jacob. They do believe, because they have a conscience, they do believe that there is a God. Maybe they don't know him, but they do believe that he's a God of justice at some point, depending on when he decides to bring judgment on the wicked. So the other group, they are unified in an agenda to take over this nation, the Five Eyes nations, all of the European nations, all the way to the Eastern Asia, and they want to take over the Middle East. They want to basically occupy Central Asia and take over the Middle East, not just for oil in the Middle East, but really to be able to control the religious world. The center of the religious world of Christianity is in Israel. The there's another center of religion, non-Christian, which would be in India, in the Far East. And also in the Gulf of Mexico, and in Mexico, and in Central America, and in South America. All these gods that have been worshipped over the years that demand sacrifice. Well, that demand has not been rescinded. It is still in, demand. Lucifer demands sacrifice, and not animals. He wants humans. Humans must be sacrificed. Children must be sacrificed. Babies, before they're out of the womb. Young children must be sacrificed. This is the purpose of the vaccination programs for children. It's right in front of us. We may not want to believe it. We may not believe it. But it's evident that there is an agenda with the World Health Organization, the all these government institutes, hospitals within the medical profession, still to, if you can't vaccinate just the elderly, well, then you get the children also. There must be sacrifice. I know this is difficult to believe. You may think, I've been in the cold too long. It is cold out there, don't get me wrong. But no, it hasn't affected my thinking. It hasn't affected my ability to look, to see what is happening. If you look at the ground in front of you, if you're in the desert and you see little squiggly lines in the sand, you know what that tells you? I promise you, it's not a zebra. It's not a horse. It's not an elephant. It's a snake. The American people are beginning to, many are beginning to take the evidence that is in front of them, like those that track animals, that are hunters, and they're identifying what they are following or what is surrounding them. Well, with the vaccinations, then it goes on to there must be sacrifice. Then the children that are now going into education. Education by the government begins at 3 years of age, and it ends when the child is 20 years of age. What other nations have used this kind of education, the tool of, this kind of plan for their children in the country? Could it be China? Could it be other nations like Russia in the past? There must be sacrifice. If you can't sacrifice them and murder them, then you control them. Sacrifice comes in many different ways. If you can't eliminate them, then you bring them into a system like the Uyghurs of Western China. You use them for manufacturing. This is also a type of form of sacrifice because they never get to live out the full potential of who they are as individuals. They never get to know who they are as individuals. They never have the great desire of every man, woman, and child to have freedom. They never experience that. Freedom to them is every night, hopefully, when they go to bed and they can sleep undisturbed. That is freedom to these type of people. So sacrifice doesn't have to be death. It can be you sacrifice your life for the corporations of the world, manufacturing whatever is needed. Then you go to the soldiers when they're out of high school. This is another form of globalist sacrifice. It is a 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 year old plan that has never changed. So sacrifice comes at all, you know, times in life. Then with those that are in the most profitable years, from about 30 to about 60, they generate. They have to sacrifice through their labor, through the paying their taxes, not having control over what, where their money goes, how their money is spent. You know, they kick into the IRS every year, and the government takes that is collected from taxes, and then also from the thin air, and they put together these packages of over $1 trillion in these bills that nobody gets to understand, see, but everything in these bills, it's law. Everything is covered. Nothing is accidental. Every word is precise. Every line, everything is covered. Every agency of senior executive service, they get a percentage. The continuity of government agencies, they get a percentage. The CIA gets their percentage, plus everything that they can make with black budget operations. All of the intelligence agencies, they get their part, their piece. Then you have Mitch McConnell. Don't think he's not going to get another piece of the pie. And Nancy. And Bill and his wife. Don't think that somehow their fingers or there are these little streams or major streams that go back to their bank accounts, offshore accounts, underground vaults. Who knows? Everybody gets a piece of the pie, except we don't. We don't even get a stimulus check this year. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
Hi, folks. JD here, and I want to tell you about a new program being offered here at KHNC. We've got a limited number of one-hour time slots available on the weekends that we're going to offer to people who would like to have their own radio show. So if you've ever wanted to be on the radio, this is your chance. Give us a call here at the station at 970-587-5003. Again, that's 970-587-5003.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Are you done with the Democrats and the Republicans and with criminals running and ruining everything? Are you tired of the millions of unconstitutional laws they've created and foist upon you? How about all the crimes they get away with regularly that go unpunished? Is your vote even going to count the way you intended it? If you're done with these games and want the Constitution actually enforced for real, then join us at TacticalCivics.com.
JD the Colorado Deplorable here to tell you about Swamp Fight. Right here on AM 1360 KHNC Radio, Saturdays from noon to 1. Join me as we do battle in the D.C. swamp. So I don't forget, I wish everybody that celebrates Christmas, this is Christmas Eve Eve, I want to wish everybody a very, very wonderful Christmas, Hanukkah. I wish you the very best. May God bless you, bless your families, bless your time over this weekend. You know, one thing about man or individuals, because our hearts are hard, we don't really see the great blessings that God gives us. We have to, you know, things will happen, and even in hardships there are blessings with everything, whether hardship, no hardship, regardless of what age you may be, God is always in some way blessing and keeping us, especially those who want to be upright, want to be live their lives, you know, a righteous lifestyle, a holy lifestyle to some degree. We're not all perfect. We're going to make mistakes. We are sin. You know, it's just our nature. We just are prone to do evil. But in spite of that, the goodness of God, even the wicked, every day God's goodness is upon them, and God's attempting to woo them, to capture their attention, to get them to turn. In the book of Ezekiel, it says that, "Let he that is unrighteous be righteous. Let he that is righteous remain righteous." So God is always trying to succor, draw, capture, fish for any individual that is created in the image of God, because he desires that no individual should perish. God says that even with the children of the devil, he takes no pleasure in the destruction of the wicked. He doesn't take any pleasure in that. And here at this holiday, he is so good and gracious. You know, Friday night, or was it Thursday night, my wife and I, we had power outage for a while. And it wasn't long. It was a couple of hours. But still, nevertheless, it was, I left the station on, I had a meeting at 3:15 on Thursday. Or was it Wednesday night? Wednesday night, 3:15. I had a small meeting, went to the coffee shop here in town at 3:15, and it was maybe 40 degrees. It wasn't bad. It was, you know, 40's not frigid. 1 hour later, it had dropped 20 degrees. The wind was blowing, it was overcast, and from that point on, by 11 o'clock at night, I had to go out, start the car, to just make sure I kept the block warm so I could start it in the morning at 7:30 to come in. And I didn't want the which is what happened this morning. I couldn't start the vehicle. It was absolutely frozen solid. It was just barely a It wouldn't even, I mean, the spark plugs weren't even getting electricity. It was hammered. It was cold. It was frozen. The oil, it's synthetic. But I know it was just barely, the pump wasn't even pumping. I'm kind of deviating from where I'm headed, but the goodness of God. But I had told you in the past that each of us individually, I'm straying from where I began. It's okay. I'll get back to it. But I told you in the past, each one of us individually, we have individual needs. Because I drive in every day, I can't afford to have a flat tire. 2 weeks ago, the Holy Spirit just told me, you better get snow tires on. I'm thinking, well, you know, it's really nice out. It's about 60, 50 degrees. It's nice. You better get snow tires on the car. Get them on the front. So I went, got my studded snow tires out, went into one of the tire stores. They put on my studded snow tires. Boy, did I need them on Wednesday morning. Late night, Wednesday night, it was a small blizzard. I needed them Thursday morning. I needed them to get home yesterday night. But what I'd done is I told you that we all have needs. Because I'm traveling, I can't afford a flat tire. Well, I do have a inflatable spare tire. I don't have one of the donuts. I have a full-size tire. I have now studded snow tires. I made sure my antifreeze is good to 40 below. I made sure that I have window washer fluid that doesn't freeze till 28 below. I just decided I better get prepared. Well, about a year ago, I decided, you know, in case I get a dead battery, I better buy myself one of these little tiny, maybe a 10-inch, 11-inch, not quite 10-inch, by 5.5 inches by about 3.5 inch tall, little battery packs with the little battery cables. I've been carrying that thing around for the last year. Never needed it. This morning, I went out, nothing. Well, I went ahead and got that little puppy out, hooked it up, went around the car, got inside, vroom, 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 and here I am. We all need something. My wife doesn't need that because she stays pretty much close to the house. And I knew that at some point I was going to need it. Guess what? I needed it. I could have brought the other car in, but it doesn't have studs on the vehicle yet. It's front-wheel drive, good tread. But thank God that He's so good to let us know ahead of time if we have the Holy Spirit to just give us insight and to give us a little caution, and if we act upon it, we're safe. So now I know that little battery pack is absolutely the best. And it's one of those that has just enough to start a 8-cylinder diesel truck. Hear that, truckers? Hear that, all you guys that have those 4-wheel drive trucks, those nice old trucks, that's too much for me. I'm a simple guy. You know, I don't like to sit that high off the road. But 8-cylinder diesel pickup, it will start it. So if you're broken down on the road, I might have to pull over and help you out. And I do have a little extra a windshield wiper in case you can't see. I don't want you to have a wreck. Share. So, okay, now, going back to, we don't thank God enough. One of the things that God appreciates more than anything, and I'll tell you who was very appreciative, the one individual in the Bible that was the most appreciative, all of the prophets of old, all of the Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, everybody, Christ, but a type of Christ was King David. This man, if you go to the book of Psalms, he had problems, and he would praise God that God, he knew God would deliver him out of all the problems. We in this country, we have problems. I cannot believe the number of friends of mine that have medical problems right now. And they need the Lord. The only one that can help in these times of trouble is God himself, is Christ Jesus himself. But we have to ask. We must ask. We can't just assume he reads our mind, which he does. He appreciates it when you ask for help. So we'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for the podcast.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050, extension 116.
Insurance. Nobody likes buying it, but everyone needs it. The problem with insurance is if you don't need it, the money is simply gone. Car insurance costs hundreds of dollars a month, and if you don't get into an accident, which most people don't, the money is simply gone. Health insurance costs hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month, and unless you have a significant health issue, the money is simply gone month after month, year after year. When it comes to life insurance, all companies provide low-cost term insurance for people that acts just like car and health insurance. If you don't need it, the money is gone. At Northwestern Mutual, one of the reasons why we are ranked as the best insurance company in the United States is we offer a variety of low-cost blended plans that actually allow you to build wealth in the most likely event that you do not need to collect on your life insurance. Finally, an insurance plan that doesn't take your money and can actually build your wealth. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquin, at 602-909-9048. Again, that's 602-909-9048.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
Conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. Edward Bernays, Propaganda, 1928.
Tehi Boutique Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TehiboTeaClub.com.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when the blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white, but I'll have a blue, 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 blue Christmas.
Ah, my favorite Christmas song, A Blue, Blue, Blue Christmas Without You. Well, I'm going to have a blue Christmas without you, and you'll probably have a blue Christmas without me. Sunday, 9 to noon, join me for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. I don't want to forget. And again, I just can't, you know, I'm so grateful to the Lord for what he does for me, for those that I love, my family, our friends, all the prayers that he answers for us. And I'm just grateful that I know that because he is good, I know that he is with you guys also. You know, again, going back to the story about the power was out Wednesday night. We didn't know what to do. So I called my wife. I said, hey, listen, tell you what, get something to eat. I'll get something to eat. We'll go over to the family, to our children. We'll just have dinner there. And in the meantime, they're going to get the power back on, and everything will be hunky-dunky. And that's what the Holy Spirit told us to do, so we did. Then we were watching a little bit of a movie, had a good time. And Lord, my wife, she said, well, I think it's time to go. She knew. We get home, you bet. The lights were on. The heat was cranking. The temperature dropped to -3 in the house. But it's okay. Nothing froze. I'm kidding. It was 72. Perfect. And we thought, you know, just in case, we lit a few candles, and we thought, well, it's kind of nice. It was just a nice atmosphere. But God is good. God is good. And thank goodness this year, if God has been merciful to you, and even either way, if your children are in the military overseas, he's still merciful. Pray that God protects them. Now, what is happening, again, in Belarus, they are sending troops down to the areas near the Poland border. And Poland is calling up 200,000 military personnel. And the reason that Belarus is moving into that area is because Belarus and Vladimir, these nations work together, they're brothers, they're there to cut off NATO supplies coming to the Ukraine sent by Empire, sent by NATO nations, EU nations, other nations in the conflict. And don't think that these personnel coming in from Belarus, don't think they don't know how to fight. They do. These people are tough. So there's going to be more possible military battles between Poland and Belarus. Now, that means that the United States has to up the ante. Well, guess what the United States just did? Things just don't happen. They knew, the intelligence agencies are fully aware of the nations that are working with Russia, Turkey, and all these nations. And these nations, they're all putting up, they're anteing up military people, military supplies.
When you've got 325 million people and more, and a lot of them have guns, and they don't have a lockdown yet. This is why the Second Amendment is such a fractious issue. most people around the world don't understand why people in America are so rabid about owning guns. And, you know, the first reason they're rabid about owning guns is they don't understand the power of mind control. So, you know, so if I can institute total mind control, which is what the system is, you know, guns aren't that dangerous to me. But, you know, the leadership is to do what they want to do. It would be very, very convenient if they could bring in the guns. And you'll see if the Democrats win this election, that's the first thing they're going to try and do. After making everybody wear face diapers, they're gonna try and bring in the guns. And this is why the Republicans holding the Senate has been such a big issue.
Yeah.
Because they can't do it if the Republicans hold the Senate.
The election is such a mess, huh?
So here's the thing. When I try and tell everybody, you know, because I grew up in Philadelphia, and my first boyfriend's father was a ward leader who used to go out with a roll of cash and buy all the votes every election. So, you know, there's an old tradition in America of voting fraud. And what I tell everybody is neither one of these candidates would have been the candidate without the voting fraud to begin with. So, you know, we're in a funny position. But I've never seen the voting fraud as blatant. And I think to a certain extent, you know, it's interesting. They could not have stopped a Trump landslide without COVID-19. So one question I have is how much of the, because I thought they would do this after the election, how much of the timing of the healthcare op is basically designed to make sure they don't get a populist president? Not that Trump isn't, you know, it's hard for me to think of Donald Trump as a populist because he's very much on board for the pro-centralization team, but he's, as Michael Moore has said, he's the American people's way of saying, F you to the leadership. So I think it was very important to them to get rid of Trump, which they're trying to do. The problem is they've used massive voter fraud to do it, but they've used the fraud in a way that it's obvious that the fraud is off the charts. And it's almost as though, you know, they're turning to the population, which they're trying to turn into a cult, and saying, you have to pretend this guy is the president, even though you know he's not. So, you know, we have a fake virus and a magic virus and a fake president and a magic political system. And it's, you know, it really is getting very cult-like. It's the only thing I can say.
Yeah, it's almost like a switch was flicked this year and we're in bizarro world, right?
So we've been in bizarre world from the minute they started to steal the money. We moved into a bizarre world. And I think, you know, the only difference is now, as they moved all the money and the official reality moved away from reality even further and further, you know, that's part and parcel of the secrecy, many people thought they could stay on the middle of the road. And now what's clear is, you know, you have to go with the cult or you have to go with truth. The middle of the road is going away. And so everybody has to choose which they want. Let's go to the riots. Okay, so when the riots began and the leadership took the position that you couldn't go to church because of the danger of the magic virus, but you could go to the riots and protest, my team and I started to look at the riots. And so we made, if you come into Soleri, there's a database called COVID-19 and, I think it's COVID-19 riots and Fed. So the first thing we did is we looked at the state and we looked at the cities and whether the governor was Democrat or Republican and then what the COVID cases and deaths were. And then we said, okay, we're going to check a box called riots where riots have been. So we started to look at the patterns of the riots vis-a-vis the machine, political machine control and sort of the COVID magic virus op. And there was something wrong when I was looking at the data and I could feel, you know, I'm a very intuitive person. I was saying, there's something here. So I said to the wonderful teammate who was building this, I said, do me a favor. I want you to put a box called the Federal Reserve and I want you to check the box. There are 12 banks, one headquarters, and then the branches for a total of 37 locations. I want you to check the box wherever In any city where we have a branch or a bank or the headquarters, I want a check. And what we discovered is 34 of the 37 bank locations have riots. And I said, well, wait a minute, that's a pattern. There's something here. Let's drill down. So we started with Minneapolis, and we said, let's take the data of all the buildings that were harmed or burnt or businesses, and we'll map it. You know, we'll do a GIS software, and we'll map where these businesses were and how close they were to the Federal Reserve Bank. And so the first one we did, there's a street going across Minneapolis called Lake. And we mapped them. And one of the things we did when we mapped them was we drew pictures of where the opportunity zones were. Do you know what an opportunity zone is? An opportunity zone is a tax shelter mechanism created in 2018 to help the tech billionaires, as they sold their stock, avoid capital gains. So you can, if you're Jeff Bezos, who sold $10 billion of stock this year, if you were to roll over your proceeds into opportunity zone investments and handle it in a certain way, you could avoid all capital gains tax. So this is fantastically profitable. Now, if you look at the riots, when I first saw how all the buildings and businesses destroyed along Lake Street were right at the bottom of the opportunity, I